Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Mavs open their regular season tonight at the AAC with the San Antonio Spurs coming to town. The game's going to feature the first regular season game for the Mavs with the number one draft pick, Cooper Flagg. A lot of people have some major expectations for this Mavs team on today's Ask the Expert. We bring in the Mavs MC at the AAC, Chris Arnold from 105.3 The Fan. He is on the KRLD Newsline. Chris, thank you so much for the time.
Dave, Chris, good talking to y'all.
All right, so there's a lot of expectations when you have a number one draft pick in the overall draft. Are we putting too much pressure on an 18-year-old kid to succeed right away?
You would think that if he was on a lesser team, if he was on a team that was less talented like a Charlotte or a Utah, or traditionally a team that gets the number one pick, they usually aren't that good. But the Dallas Mavericks defied all the odds, 1% chance of getting the number one pick, and they are surrounded with veterans. And not only that, Cooper Flagg himself, even though he's the youngest player in the league, he's only 18, doesn't turn 19 until a couple of days before Christmas. He has an extremely high basketball IQ. He's got a extremely high motor. He's surrounded by three guys who are going to the Hall of Fame, and two of those guys were also number one overall picks. So he's smart enough to pick their brains. They're smart enough to guide him. And more importantly, this is a team, not a young team where guys are trying to jockey for position and say, hey, it's my team. No, it's my team. Or I'm trying to make an all-star team. Or I need to score X amount of points to get a contract. These guys are already good to go and ready to win now.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, like last time we heard that, you know, we didn't have the starting lineup yet. Do we have it now? And what are we going to expect with Kyrie coming back this season and, you know, continuing to get the group together?
Okay, this is the best thing about Jason Kidd being a head coach. He's very clever. He likes to play chess when a lot of fans plays checkers. His starting lineup is going to be fluid. It always has been. So when you hear that, okay, and I'm not saying this is definitive, that's what it was flirted, that he may have Cooper Flagg play point forward or point guard. Well, that would not be unusual for him. He had Giannis Antetokounmpo do the same thing. And Giannis is a center when Jason Kidd was coaching Milwaukee. What makes it clever is Jason Kidd will play guys according to their matchups. I remember earlier in the summer when the Mavericks first drafted Cooper Flagg, I can't even tell you how many national people were saying, oh, that means they're going to trade P.J. Washington because they play the same position. P.J. Washington wants to do whatever it takes to help the team win. So does Cooper Flagg. They can play together. They can rotate off the bench. Cooper Flagg's not even playing that particular role right now. In fact, in this day and age of NBA, you don't even have traditional centers, power forwards, small forwards, point guards, or shooting guards. You got bigs, you got wings, and you got facilitators. So for Jason Kidd, if he starts Cooper Flagg, that does not mean he's going to start every game the entire season. It's just about the matchup for Kidd.
Well, the whole season starts tonight against the San Antonio Spurs. And what is realistic for the Mavs this season? Have people forgiven Nico for the Luka trade yet?
There will be people who never forgive Nico for Cooper Flagg or for Luka being traded. No different than Jerry Jones. There are people who are still mad at Tom Landry being fired to this day. Didn't matter that Jimmy Johnson helped get three Super Bowls here. They're not letting that go. So there's always going to be you know, the surprise and the stunning nature of it all and people venting. A lot of people have reconciled their emotions about it, and they're looking forward to the fact that, guess what? There is a shiny new toy who's the youngest player in the NBA. He's a generational talent. When people were first saying that, they were scoffing at it, and then his skill level has been on display not only in the preseason, but a year ago when Team USA was going to Paris to prepare for the Olympics, Cooper Flagg was on the team, and he showed up and showed out against those guys too. So I think the expectation should be this. I think this is a playoff team, and if they stay healthy, there are actually people who actually think that the Dallas Mavericks have a chance to go quite further than the so-called know-it-alls expect.
Chris, one quick question before we wrap up here, but you know, you are the Mavs guy. You get everybody up out of their seats, ready for these games, just for the experience and for also the nostalgia of being in Victory Park. There's been a lot of talk about maybe moving the boys, but just being at the AAC tonight, what can fans experience with all of the energy?
I truly believe it's going to be a playoff-type atmosphere, and that's because of the excitement of Cooper Flagg, the excitement of most of the guys being healthy. Kyrie Irving is not going to be available until probably midway through the season, but he's on track to be ready on time. But I'm going to liken this to Anthony Davis's first day. People forget that in the mix of the trade, but his first game at the American Airlines Center was a playoff energy type game. It was so exciting. The place was going nuts. He was feeding off the crowd. The crowd was feeding off of him. And I expect the same kind of thing, and especially because you got your nemesis, the San Antonio Spurs, in town with Wimby. He's the real deal. It's going to be a battle. It shouldn't be a blowout on either direction. It should be a close game, and we'll see if the Mavericks can make it three wins in a row against Wimby on the first game of the season.
Chris Arnold from 105.3 The Fan, and you can also see him at the AAC. Chris, thank you so much for the time.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.